Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Moroni Maras Yichyu, with the schus for Rabbi Yosef ben Chana, Rabbi Shai ben Leia, Dov Zev ben Chasya, Leila Nishmas, Batya Esther, Bas Zev Dov, and it's based on the Torah of Mori Rabbi Agon Agadal Mufla Vam Mufla Zetzal. Says the Torah Akadosha, Perek Lamed Vav Pasuk Lamed. Vayomer Moshe ben Yisrael Uruka Hashem v'Shem Betzalel ben Uri ben Chur v'Matei Yehuda. Moshe said to the Jewish people, look, Hashem is called with the name Betzal, the son of Uri, the son of Chur, to the tribe of Yehuda. Vayomale Aser Ruach Alem Chach V'Sun V'Das V'Chol Malacha, and he filled him with the Spirit of God with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, all malacha, knowing how to do work, v'lachshav machshavos, to think thoughts, lazav zav kesef v'nechoshes, how to make gold, silver, kappa, v'choshes heaven l'malos v'choshes eitz, and in stone cutting for setting and in wood cutting, chol malachas machshavos, all types of designing work, v'lahor is nasan b'libu hovali al v'nechit samach l'matei don, and he's placed in his heart to teach, he and all the of the son of Achisamach, from the Shevet of Don. Mileo Sam Chochmas Lei, Lasses Komlachas Horsh, Vachoshe Broken Batchel, Ragamas Lash, Nevachet of Oreg, Otse Komlachas Vachoshe Machshavos. He has filled them with the wisdoms of the heart, to all the work of the engraver, the designer of the embroider in purple and blue and purple and worm scarlet and linen, and of the weaver, of those who do any workmanship, who design designs. As kol ze mi perek lamed vav. Ubehemshech leze katuv ba pasuk haba. Vasa betzalel v'aliyah v'chol ish chacham lev asher nasa l'shem chachma. Besvuna behema v'das l'ases is kol melech savod is hakol shechash is Hashem. Besal and Yehovah, and every wise heart and mind from Hashem place wisdom and understanding to know how to do all the work of the service of the Holy, should do according to how Hashem commanded. Or Chaim HaKadosh asks, and what it says, Ve'asa. What does it mean, Ve'asa? Meaning, and he did. Lashon Avar. Shuel Or Chaim HaKadosh. Sharei afil l'kichas nedava dain le'lokach. They haven't yet taken a nedava. So how can you say, Asa, Lashon Avar? They haven't even taken the nedava yet. So what do you mean, they already did it? That's the first kash or chaim. In the Shach al Torah, cited by the Torah Shlema, Bibi or Bois Aleph, he also asked, how did it say Va'asa? It doesn't say Mayasu. She says Va'asa v'chol ish chacham lev. What did he do? V'lo ne'amar klal Mayasu. Sh'rei kol ha'karak ma'ir lever mihu she'yase, v'lo ma she'yasu. And he did. What did he do? And he did. Betzalel did. Betzalel, I translated Betzalel of every wise man and mind who Hashem has placed the wisdom and understanding to know how to do all the work of the service of the Holy, shall do according to Hashem's commanded. But that's not what the pasuk says. It's just a faulty translation. Betzalel did. What did he do? That's question number two. We also have to understand the Chora, Asa Lashon Yachid. V'asa, but it says V'asa B'tzal V'aliyav. It's not Lashon Yachid, it's Lashon Rabbim. Should have said Lashon Rabbim. So you could see what the Ibn Ezra writes in Rashi, Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Nedalad Amud Aleph, Dibur Masal Nafal Tuva Mashma. Radain Tzarech Bir, another Kasha, Pasuk Beis, Vayikra Moshe B'tzal V'yalav El Kol Ish Chacham Lev, Asher Nasan Hashem Chachma B'libo, Kol Asher Nesa'o Libo L'Kar V'la Malach Al Atzeh Zaysa. That's a Hemshech, that's Pasuk Beis. Moshe called B'tzalel and Aliyav, and every man of a wise heart, that Hashem gave wisdom in his heart, Anybody whose heart elevated him to bring him close to the Malacha, to do it. Hainu, Shalorak Lahem Kara, Elochol Asher Nisa'o Libo. He didn't only call them, he called everybody who elevated their heart, even though they're not included in B'tzel of Aliyev. Cholish Chacham Lev. Ela shelo ne'emar ba pasuk ve'al kol asher nisa'o libo. Doesn't say ve'al kol asher nisa'o libo. And from that would be mashma that they're adding on to what it says at the beginning of the pasuk. Ve'yikra Moshe el b'tzal ve'al aliyav ve'al kol ish chacham lev asher nasan Hashem b'libo. And then it could say el kol asher nisa'o libo. So that's adding on to what it said earlier. That's not what it says. It says, Kol Asher Nesu'o Libo. Without a Vav. Without a Vav Achibor. Doesn't even say, Vikol Asher Nesu'o Libo. It says, Vayikra Moshe El Betzal Be'aliyah Vel Kol Asher Chacham Vel Kol Ish Chacham Lei V'Sher Nesan Hashem Chacham Libo. And then it says, Kol Asher Nesu'o Libo L'Kor Bo'al HaMalacha. Why doesn't it say a Vav Achibor? Why doesn't it connect it to the beginning of the Pasuk? So first we have at the beginning of the Pasuk, Moshe calls Bezalel Eliyav and Kol Ish Chacham Lev. And then it says, Kol Asher Nesu'o Libo. So it's mashmi, you know why he called them? Because they elevated their heart to bring them close to the Malacha to do it. That's why he called Bezalel Eliyav El Kol Ish Chacham Lev Asher Nesan Hashem Chacham Libo. And the Kol Asher Nesu, it's not a different group of people. V'Kol Asher Nesu'o Libo. Rather, it's saying he called them because they were raising their hearts. That's who Moshe called. People who raise their hearts to do the malacha. So in the reish of the pasuk, why is he calling them? Because he gave chachma b'libo. And then the sefer tells us, no, that's not why he's calling them. He's calling them because they raise their hearts to bring them close to the Malacha. Again, it's not another group of people that Nesu'o Libo. They don't say, V'kol Asher Nesu'o Libo. That's not what it says. It just says, Kol Asher Nesu'o Libo. So it's Mashmi, he's calling them because Nesu'o Libo, not because Hashem gave them Chachma. At the beginning of the Pasuk, he's calling them because he gave them Chachma. And we see throughout the entire parasha that the Mishkan's Tali B'Chachma Elev. Not Isha Chernitz El Libo. You need to have Chachma Talev in order to build a Mishkan. So hopefully we'll see. So what's this Kol Chernitz El Libo? We also have to understand the Chorah, since we see here, and in other Pesukim, as we'll see, that the Mishkan was built on Yidei Ish Chacham Lev, besides Bitzal on Aliyev. So why does it say earlier on, Lamed to Lamed Hey, the Binyan Mishkan was telling Bitzal on Aliyev? Earlier on in the Pesukim that we read earlier, we saw that the Binyan HaMishkan is Taloi in Betzalel and Aliyah. Ru Kara Hashem B'Shem Betzalel Ben Aliyah Betzalel. It's Lamed. And then Elu Haaretz Nasan B'Libo Hu V'Aliyah Ben Achi Samach Lamat Yedan. And then Pitom we have here in this Perek, we find that it's not Betzalel and Aliyah anymore. There's more. The Chachmei Lev, what happened in the previous parak? Also in the beginning, in the beginning of Parashas Pekudei. But Betzal ben Uri ben Chuel Matei Yehuda asa as kol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe vito aliyah ben echitza mechamat idan charish chosh ebrokem et chelis v'agamon asla shani v'shesh. So we also see Betzal and Aliyah. What happened to the Chachmei Lev? You don't mention the Chachmei Lev. So, in the previous parak, we have just Betzal and Aliyev. In Vayakel, we have Betzal and Aliyev. And here, in Parak Lamed Zayin, we're introduced to the Chachmei Lev also. What about in the other places? In Parshas Kisisa, 31:1-6. Vaydab Hashem Moshe Lemerekar to Hashem Tzav Nerucha Lemateir Dem Letzer Rucha Lokim Uchach Mitzvin Vadatz Vuchal Malacha. Lachshav Machshav Az Latzes Bekatzav Zav Bekatzav Nuchoshes Baruchoshes Zav Zan Malach Zav Bekatzav Zav Latzes Vuchal Malacha. Vinasati Tosa Ben Chitzam Acham Atitana Vlei Kocham Leisati Chacham Vesupal Sher Tzvi Sicha. So here it says, together with Aliyah of the Chacham Lev, like we have over here in Pasuk Aleph. However, not in the other Pesukim. In other words, Perek Lamed Vav, we don't mention the Chachmei Lev. The beginning of Pekudei, we don't mention the Chachmei Lev. At the beginning of Perek Zayin, we have the Lamed Zayin, we have the Chachmei Lev. And in Kisisa, we have the Chachmei Lev. So, well, what is the meaning of this? Also, we find Melechus HaMishkan, She Tolta Torah Kama B'Cham Pamiyot Abodeto B'Chachmei U'Chochmas HaLev, Parshas Titzave. V'Ata Tadar B'Ocho Chachmei Lev, Hashem Melech Sibur Chachmei Vosu Vos Bigdiar and Lekacho Lechanuli. So the Bigdei Kodesh of Aharon are Tali and Chochmas HaLev. Parshas Kisisa. Also Chachmei Lev. Parshas Vayakel, 35:10. Chacham Lev v'chem yavo v'yasu l'osh yotzi v'ashem. Chachmas HaLev. Perek Lam b'nei Patzot Hafei b'cholish Chachmas Lev b'yadei atavu v'yavo also Chachmas HaLev. That's what I mentioned before though. The making of these kelim is all, and the Mikshkan is all talking about Chachmas HaLev. Early Ram Patzot Lam b'nei, mi le'osam Chachmas Lev. Lam b'nei v'avalev kolish Chacham Lev v'asher nasan. Patzot Beis, Lam b'nei Zayin. Ve'yikwa Moshe ve'el kol Chacham Lev, Patzot Ches. Patzot kol Chacham Lev. לכאורה צריך לבאר את עצם המושג של חכמי לב. לב, חכמי זה אנו לב, חכמי זה נדס, חכמי זה נסייכל. לב is the seat of passion, of feeling, of emotion in biblical imagery and the way we speak today. But not חכמה. Want to get into Harvard? You need a good heart. When you get into Harvard, you have to have a good heart to get into Harvard, right? MIT, Oxford. No. To have a good head, that's what you have to have. To be very smart. But here the Torah is talking about Chachmei Lev. Lama Chachmei Lev, ולא סתם Chachamim. שאלה נכבדת ביותר. אז נברא לבאר כך, אנחנו נקדים את הגמרא במסכת סוטה, בדף י' ג' עמוד א', כתוב שם, it's a pasuk in Mishlei, חכם לב ייקח מצווס, a person of a wise heart will take mitzvahs, ואביל ספסיים ילווה את, and a person of a foolish lips will he love it. Mitzvah Sion renders it ayefut v'kishalon. Fatigue. So a chacham lev takes mitzvahs and a foolish person is miyageh just his fasayim, but he doesn't do anything. He tires out his lips, talks a lot, but he doesn't do nothing. Omerat ha-gemara tenu rabbanan, bo rei kama chavivus mitzvah al Moshe Rabbeinu, shko yisro kul mesasku, bevizuv nesasek, bono shal yosh, jenem ha-chacham lebi kach mitzvahs. Go and see the chavivus ha-mitzvahs of Moshe Rabbeinu. All the Jewish people are busy taking booty, and he's busy with the Aaron of Yosef, as it says, chacham lebi kach mitzvahs, the Mepharshim already omed. L'chor l'kichas shal was also a mitzvah, God told him to take the booty. So why does it say this about Moshe, in the contrast to the Jewish people? He was the chacham lebi, not them. They were also doing a mitzvah. Also, Mepharshim asks, what's the lashon of mitzvahs, lashon rabim, the nidon is mitzvah achas, aronos shel Yosef. Also, the Mepharshim try to understand. Shelfi ha-mevuar ba-gemara klapei Moshe b'nigud li-Yisrael, that the pasuk is contrasting, according to the Gemara, Moshe and the Jewish people. So why does it say about the Bnei Yisrael, ve'evlus v'saim yilavet? What does that have to do with being misasik b'biza? So you can look in the Mepharshim. Also, the union of yikach mitzvahs we have to understand. Because mitzvahs you do, you don't take them. What's in of the kicha, the ikar is the asiyah. As Naralava Ilkach Vize Yisoda Dvarim Ubemet Bamalbim Kachu Farish at Isodo Shala Pasuk. And I'm Kabah Hakach Lerot et Amalbim Naspir Kach. שבדרך כלל עניין הלב הוא לרצונות ותשוקות. Usually lev is talking about the tshukas. אבל למהז, and the tafkid of seichel and das is to stop the person from going after his heart and not only to follow natiyas halev, like we see in the Yerushalmi, liba v'eino treis asur in the chato, Yerushalmi brachas 1:5, that the heart and the eyes are two agents of sin. Lashon Rashi parses shlach. And the pasuk, lo surach levavchem b'chorei necham asher temzonim achareim. The lev and einayim are like spies for the body, and they seek out averus. Ayin ro lev chomed, and the guf does the avera. The sefri there it says einayim hochem achar halev. Ubofen ze ein agdarato shel halev kelev chacham. The lev is going not after chachma. The lev is going after hevel and rus ruach. Wherever there's a higher madrega. שהיא שפעל האדם על ליבו ורצונו שאינו אלא לחוכמה ותורה ויראה, שבחי גוונה הגדרתו של הלב, שהוא מקור הרצון, הוא חכם לב. So but there's a higher level that a person is a chacham lev. Until now we saw a guy who's going after his eyes and his heart and his taivas, but then we have somebody who's called a chacham lev, that the lev wants chachma. Just like the Baba Nisenu Arabim, Lev Roiv B'nei Adam is running after Hevel. That's what we say in davening. Na'av Rabbi, Echei Levenu Lahavel Yerosh Shemecha. Like we say in Tehillim, Hareini Hashem, etc. Yachei Levavi Liyerosh Shemecha, Tehillim 86:11. Laman Loi Nevo Shloi Lamved, in other words, Olam Vod is Olam HaNetzach. When you have a rutin for Dvarim Gashim, it's a bush and klim, and the Olam HaNetzach, you'll understand that this all of the Nyanim of this world is Hevel Havolim Mamish. And it's a bush and a klima to want it. And that's what we see in Tehillim 119, Ashrei Natoed B'chol Eiv Jesu, Ani B'chol Eiv Tzor Pikudecha. In other words, the whole lev is to be Noitzer Pikudei Hashem. And wants nothing else. Fortunate is those not Notzrei Dotav B'chol Eiv Jesu. They guard your statutes. They seek it out with all their hearts. Ani B'chol Eiv, with all my heart, I'll guard your statutes. It's all Pikudecha. That's all he wants. Otherwise, there's Bush and Klima. And then Vaiter over there in Tehillim, after it says Yachid Levovi, Yachid, my heart should be special. In order to fear your name, it says Oida Hashem Elokai, B'chol Levovi, I'll thank you with all my heart. In other words, after you have a heart that fears God, you can thank God with all of your heart. And in such a case, Asiyat HaMitzvot Balo Mitoch Tshuka V'Ratzon. The doing of mitzvahs is done with desire, and he runs after them. Kelahavdil Redifus Shar B'nei Adam Achorei Inyanei Olam Hazeh. In other words, Binyana Yalam Haze, person's running after his chukas of his heart, of his passions, of his desires, not always holy. But Chacham Lev, person has a wise heart, then he takes mitzvahs. Kamashi Yoter. Although people try to get everything they can out of this world, not mitzvahs. But Chacham Lev is Lokech mitzvahs. בחייו של חכם לב הם רק מה שהם אפשרויות הנותנות לו לקחת ולחטוף עוד ועוד מצווס. That's this world. Therefore it's called the lokech mitzvus. And then it says the end of the pasuk, ve'evel tzusai milaveit. Rashi says, yisyageya el toil. In other words, כתוב פה בפסוק, את הניגוד והקיצוניות ששייכים באדם. כל חכם לב, כמי שהוא קנה מצב של ייקח מצוות, הרי אינו מרגיש שום תלחה והגיעה בעשיית המצוות. It's no tircha. It's like lahavdil, a person does say, oh, what a tircha. I have to eat, I have to sleep. What a tircha. I don't know, you don't hear that. People do a lot of tircha in order to be able to eat and sleep. That's not the tircha. So the other side, so this chacham lev is yikach mitzvahs. But the evil, even hanas vasav l'tzarech mitzvah, he's already tired. We gave a different explanation before. But now we're giving pshat in the pasuk. We're offering pshat that it's hey, just talking about a mitzvah is already a tircha. The chacham lev just keeps chopping more mitzvahs. And the fool He gets tired out just by even talking about doing a mitzvah. It's already exhausting for him. So that's the Hagdara of the Chacham Leib, who zikach mitzvahs versus the Evel Sfasayim Yilavei. So mitzvah Hashem, אנחנו נמשיך את המהלך הזה בשיעור הבא, בעזרת השם, בלי נדר. נא להישאר עמנו, ואנחנו נראה נפלאות, נפלאות מתורת השם, רבותיי. הדברים יהיו מרתקים, בעזרת השם. מרתקים ומשמחים. אז אנא, למען השם, הישארו עמנו, ותודה רבה רבה על שהאזנתם. שלום, שלום.